Excellent. So Mark spun me out there by giving me a very crazy answer, so I forgot to ask the next question. This one's a little bit longer. It's a mind twist question. I'm going to run it through. So we're going to start off. Basically, it's a plane. It's flying over 800 miles per hour over these two countries, okay? 800 miles per hour. Suddenly, it has engine problems, right? Suddenly, crash dives between these two countries, right? Crashes right in between these two countries, right? These countries are perfectly separated between a bridge. You can tell the border, two countries. So plane, 800 miles per hour, sudden crash down right into the border of these two countries. Where would you bury the survivors?
How far apart are they?
The thing is, it's perfectly separated between a bridge. This is the thing. So how... where do you bury the survivors?
You want to bury the survivors?
Yeah. 800 miles per hour, two countries, perfectly separated between a bridge. Where do you bury the survivors?
Why is there a bridge?
Well, it's like a perfect border between the two countries,
but there's a bridge over the border.
Yeah, there is. It's like a stream, perfectly. They made the border where the stream was. It was easy. Right. Back in the olden days.
Did it crash into the bridge?
Right, perfectly in the middle of the bridge.
Did the bridge collapse, or is it a very strong bridge?
It did. But funny enough, it perfectly collapsed on either side. So again, the plane landed perfectly in between the borders of these two countries.
What was the bridge made out of? Was it concrete, or was it wood, or steel?
You know, part of it was concrete, then a bit steel, and then a bit wood, funny enough. It's a big border. Two countries, huge countries. I won't name them, but they are two huge countries. So, again, where do you bury the survivors?
Isn't that illegal?
What, to bury the survivors?
Yeah.
It probably is. Why is that then, Mark?
Because unless you're going to wait for them to die...
Oh, he's done well. The old Mark Rowe's got it already. So of course you don't bury survivors.
Well, not unless it's a kind of movie or something.
No, you'd be sick otherwise, wouldn't it?
Horrible.
Yeah, exactly. Nasty. Yeah, certainly. So, well done, Mark Rowe. Done well.